Welcome back to the conversation. Good to have you along here. Joining me, a man that really needs no introduction, Mike Lindell. My Pillow has made him a fixture on American television, a celebrity, because he made a product that, well, was sold to millions. It took him from being basically on Skid Row. He had a lot of issues and challenges, but he has risen in fame and success. Mike, good to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Steve.
I mean, I know I'm not supposed to say it, but you did pick yourself up by your bootstraps, right? That's some sort of a inappropriate thing to say in America anymore. I don't know why, but you really did do that. You picked yourself up, dusted yourself off, and you made things happen, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, I was an addict in every way, and then I became a crack cocaine addict. And, you know, I can't change my past, but I can sure use that story to help others. I've got the Lindell Recovery Network.org set up. If you know anyone in addiction, you go there, it's free, and it helps so many people. So I wouldn't change a thing about my past if it wasn't where I'm at now. I know so many people have regrets and stuff, but I really don't. It's, you know, I had to go through all that, and now I'm living the American dream that you could only, you know, to go from a crack addict to where I'm at now. And I'm so thankful to God that my story is helping millions of people now.
Well, the funny thing about your story is we're lucky to share it here, but in so many places, you, like a lot of others these days, have found yourself canceled, silenced, removed from the conversation altogether. So you decided to do a couple of things about that. First of all, I hate the cancel culture. I think America is built on free speech. It's the foundational principle. I think whether people agree or disagree, the point is having the conversation and having different viewpoints to decide what is the best course of action. You removed from the conversation, so you decided to create your own social media platform, didn't you?
Yes, it's been great. It's frankspeech.com. The platform's called Frank, and we get about 2 million people a day, but people are pouring in because all these other podcasters and radio shows that have been silenced out there by your YouTubes and your Vimeos of the world, they're coming over now, and we're able to talk again. We're able to speak out, like you say, and have a conversation and talk about things that have become basically untouchable in the mainstream media and other things that you better not talk about them or you might get sued. You might get taken off those platforms. And so many people have lost their whole livelihoods. That I have a friend of mine had 14 employees and he does podcasts and he talked about the border and they took him down off YouTube and Vimeo. And
because he talked about the border.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's not even machines and vaccines. That's the border. I mean, it's I couldn't believe it. And then another person I know that they had a guy on his show, and he sent out an email blast to all his subscribers, and Google took down his Google emails, his Gmails, and they took down his Google Maps for 2 days. I mean, this is very scary what we're in. I can't even buy my own name on Google. Google just canceled me again or stopped me the other day on something. And Google, it's like they're all in it together. It's very the world we're living in right now, where all social media and even networks, journalists out there, it's just a complete cancel culture. I've lost over 20 some retailers to that they were attacked by bots and trolls, and shopping channels or retailers have all left. It's been just real terrible. What's going on?
Yeah, what's crazy to me is you look now and you look at like the origins of the virus, of the Wuhan virus. Well, it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Apparently, that's was always right, and now the mainstream media is like, gosh, look at this. Donald Trump was right, and Mike Pompeo was right, and all of those people that were silenced and deplatformed, as they call it, because they said, look at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, guess what? Look at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, because that is still the epicenter. I've said it from the beginning. I believe this, and if they silence me for it, so it is. I'm not going to say it was intentional or not intentional. I have no idea. But I know that wet market that was ground zero early on in the pandemic is not far from where the Wuhan Institute of Virology is. I think it's entirely likely that somebody was contaminated with the virus. They went there to grab a paneling or a bat for dinner or whatever they were doing, and boom, the virus is out. It's into the environment, and away it goes. Right?
Absolutely. And that cancellation, what they did back then, And now they've admitted to it just on MSNBC. They admitted to it. They go, well, it wasn't a conspiracy. Donald Trump said it then, and it turns out it wasn't a conspiracy. I am very much looking forward to the day when they talk, when all the stuff I've been talking about, machines and all this stuff, and they go, wow, it wasn't a conspiracy, because so many people have been either sued or canceled out because of machines and vaccines, I call it. It's and talking about the virus or any of these things. I want to tell you, last week or earlier this week, I got canceled out even at a governor's thing I was going to right before I was going to the dinner.
Yeah, in Tennessee, you were at the Republican Governors Association gathering, right? You were in Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
You had the tickets and whatever, and then they told you were not allowed to attend any of the meetings. Now, it seems to me, if that's the truth, and they're being bullied. I mean, you've got the credentials with you. I can see it there, but you're being bullied. But why would the Republican has the cancel culture made you so toxic that you're not even allowed to speak or be seen or anything?
Well, that's what here's what was done exactly. I came down from upstairs to get my credentials to go to the governor's mansion in Tennessee, and they gave me my credentials. He goes, Mike, this is your VIP. You're going to have a great time at the dinner, and here's the governors. They brought me back downstairs. You can mingle with the governors. The shuttle's coming. Then the guy came up, not even 3 minutes later, and I'm on the phone, and he's got this frantic look, and he says, Mike, he says, I got some bad news. He said, you've been uninvited to the dinner. And I said, well, why? And he goes, and this is what he said. It has something to do with Brian Kemp and Doug Ducey. And I said, what? I said, what, they don't want to hear what I might want to talk to them about a couple of things in their states. And anyway, I said, am I canceled for the other events, too? And he says, I'm afraid you are. You're not allowed to any of the events.
I'll tell you more about Mike Lindell in a moment here on the Steve Gerber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You